This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Memorial Day Monday, May 31st, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 5th, 2021, Pastor Sanjay Bhandari, a pastor from India's Karnataka state, sustained multiple contusions and internal injuries from an aggravated assault by 60 radical Hindu nationalists, reports International Christian Concern. He said, quote, "I was tortured for following my Christian faith. There was absolutely no other reason for them to drag me out of my relative's home and beat me mercilessly. As a result, even today, I am not able to hear anything out of my left ear due to the injury I sustained in the attack," end quote. The mob falsely accused Pastor Bhandari of illegally converting Hindus to Christianity. On April 8th, the Madras High Court said, quote, "Allowing religious intolerance is not good for a secular country," end quote. The Supreme Court ruled a day later that adults over the age of 18 are free to choose their religious identity. Sadly, a month and a half after the attack on Pastor Bhandari and that Supreme Court ruling, the police have not taken action against those who tortured him. Religious freedom in India appears to only exist in its courtrooms, not the homes of citizens. In Isaiah 13, verse 11, God says, "I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity." Filling in for Kevin Swanson on Generations Radio today, I interviewed Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who has written a new book entitled We Will Not Be Silenced, Responding Courageously to Our Culture's Assault on Christianity. Lutzer examines cultural Marxism, which curbs free speech, increases government control, grows racial conflict, is hostile toward Christianity, and destroys the nuclear family. Take a listen to this excerpt in which Dr. Lutzer compares the American church to the German church during the rise of Adolf Hitler. You note that we often are critical of the German church for not rising up in opposition to the propaganda of the Third Reich. Do you see similarities between then in terms of how the church became intimidated?
Yes, I do. And of course, we see it in the cancel culture. The cancel culture basically works with what I call cultural demonization or collective demonization. The cancel culture says, if somebody is deplatformed or deemed a dissident, everyone else has to chime in to agree. A good example of this is even Nazi Germany, where there were churches that put up swastikas in their church to show that when you come for the Christians, don't come for us because we are on your side.
To hear my full 30-minute interview with Dr. Erwin Lutzer about his book, We Will Not Be Silenced, go to generations.org/radio. Former Texas Representative Matt Rinaldi said that a group of Texas Republican legislators, reportedly acting on orders from Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, worked together to kill Senate Bills 1311 and 1399, bills that would have effectively banned child transgender surgeries and chemical castrations in the state, reports National File. Ann Newman, a longtime conservative Lone Star activist, is livid.
This bill would have protected children from harmful drugs like hormones that block puberty and horrific mutilating surgery like mastectomies and castration. Who in their right mind would want to see young children mutilated? It's outrageous. It's shameful. It's disgusting.
Rinaldi said, quote, "The fact that House Republicans would work so hard to preserve sex change surgeries for minors is beyond contempt. The Texas GOP needs a house cleaning next primary," end quote. Texas Agriculture Secretary Sid Miller even cut a radio ad urging citizens to speak out.
Howdy, neighbors. This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, it's wrong that sex change operation on minors is perfectly legal in Texas. Really? Hey, we don't even allow minors to drink, buy cigarettes, vote, or engage in sexual activities. But we do allow them to have life-altering sex change operations.
So why would the top three Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Dave Phelan, block such noble bills which would protect children? Follow the money. UT Southwestern Medical Center hosts the first and largest transgender clinic in the Southwest. The clinic offers chemical castration, hormone therapy, menstruation suppression, and puberty suppression, reports ConAlerts.com. That's why the Transgender Clinic PAC handed out $230,000 to the top Texas Republicans. They gave $110,000 to Lieutenant Governor Patrick, $70,000 to Governor Abbott, and $50,000 to Speaker Phelan. Newman challenged us to action.
I urge every Worldview listener to call Governor Greg Abbott and ask him to hold a special session to pass legislation to protect children from puberty-blocking drugs and mutilating surgery such as mastectomy on healthy girls and castration of healthy boys.
Call Texas Governor Abbott at 512-463-2000 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time. And finally, Texas Republican leaders are not the only ones caving to evil. So has Kellogg Cereal, as it has partnered with a homosexual transgender advocacy group called GLAAD to create a special cereal urging kids to choose their own pronouns, reports the Christian Post. Kellogg's, the parent company of popular children's cereal brands including Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and Special K, unveiled its Together with Pride campaign last week, ahead of Homosexual and Transgender Pride Month in June. The campaign, which has adopted the slogan, quote, "Boxes are for cereal, not people," end quote, will last from May 1st to November 30th, 2021. In their attempt to seduce children into rejecting God's perfect design, Kellogg's offers this pablum on the cereal box, quote, "No matter who you are, who you love, or what pronouns you use, you're too awesome to fit into a box," end quote. The Michigan-based company noted on its Instagram page that for every box of Together with Pride cereal sold, it will donate $3 to the sodomite group. The front of the cereal box includes the logo for Kellogg's emblazoned in rainbow colors and the GLAAD logo. Cartoon characters including Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes, Snap, Crackle, and Pop from Rice Krispies, and Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops enthusiastically surround a bowl of rainbow-colored cereal. Angered by Kellogg's immoral marketing move, which targets children, the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Prosperity launched a petition. We've got it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Nearly 25,000 people have signed it thus far. To take a page from Tony the Tiger, this is what I think of Kellogg's cereal. They're not great! Ephesians 5 verse 11 urges us, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Memorial Day Monday, May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.